Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 59 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this selection, the Chafetz Chaim will describe a number of cases where a person is speaking Lashon Hara in a way that seems to bolster his credibility. And while any Lashon Hara a person hears has specific halachas associated with it, in this case, we're particularly concerned because it looks like he's saying the truth, but in reality, it's considered standard Lashon Hara. It's something that you heard. You're allowed to be lachush, concerned, but you're not allowed to take definitive action or accept it as truth, even though there are certain indicators in these examples. For example, Afilu ma'mesaper mesaperas hadvarim befirsum lefnei kama anashim, even if the person is saying what he is saying in public, in front of many people. So you get the feeling that he's well-researched and definitive, and afal pikein, nevertheless, you're not allowed to definitively decide that what he's saying is true. Of course, even if it's true, it's Lashon Hara, but for you, it might be L'Toeles, and therefore you're considering that if it's true, you're allowed to take action. You do not have verification that it's true simply because he said it in public. Yesh lashomim lachush, you're allowed to be concerned, and you don't have to act in a disregarding way and foolhardy, ignoring the information, but you're not allowed to accept it as true either and damage the person in any way. Likewise, afilu ma'mesaper sipur alav bifanov, even if the speaker is saying the Lashon Hara in front of the person that he is speaking about. So the indication would be that if it was not true, the person should speak up. Kevan shelo shamanu hoda'a, so long as we did not hear an actual admission, just that he's speaking in front of him, shosek, and the person who's being spoken about is silent, that's not proof that the information is true. Says the Chafetz Chaim, even if under normal circumstances he responds to insults, it could be gomar bedaito, that on this occasion he decided shelo la'anos al riv, not to respond. Or, strategically, hiskim, he decided, shetov yosa lishtok, that the way to deal with this attack is far better to remain silent than to respond, because right now the speaker has the upper hand, and maybe he's charismatic, etc. He's carrying the day, just because the object of the insult chooses to remain silent is not an indicator that will give credibility to what was said. And finally, a third example. Afilu im shama mishnayim, even if you hear from two people or more. So it starts looking a little bit like an edus, like a testimony. Says the Chafetz Chaim, ein chal shem edus afilu al shnayim v'yoser ela bevezdin. The concept of Eidos only applies in Bezdin, where they can be cross-examined. But in any other case, even multiple people remain with the status of Lashon Hara. Your rightful approach is Lachush, that you're allowed to be concerned, but you're not allowed to be Machlit, to decide definitively that the person has done whatever it was that was described. So again, situations that seem to lend credibility to the speaker are, number one, he says it in public. Number two, he says it in front of the person he's speaking, and that person is remaining silent. And number three, you're hearing it from two people. In all of these cases, the rule is that you're not allowed to be machlit to decide definitively that the person did whatever it is, avalachush mutter, but to be concerned, that's permitted, to try to protect yourself in a non-invasive way. Afilu lo shama rak me'echad, and that would be true even if you didn't have these levels of credibility and you just heard it from one person who seems to be telling it to you for a good purpose. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.